Renouncing the ABM treaty was a bad idea whose time came with the Bush administration. The worst part of the decision was the spurious reasoning behind it. First, the president demeaned the anti-missile treaty as a relic of the Cold War. Secondly, he scoffed that the treaty was over 30 years old. Next, his defense secretary explained that today's national security threats are ones that could not have been conceived of when the ABM treaty was signed. Yes, yes, and yes. But I still haven't heard a logical reason to scrap the treaty. This isn't about how old a document is. It's about how well a document works. If that statement isn't true, what should we do with a national constitution that's more than 220 years old? What about Donald Rumsfeld's point? Does the U.S. face new threats in the 21st century? Absolutely. But that doesn't make the case for national missile defense. Far from it. And that's what's so reckless about tearing up a treaty that worked. For 30 years, the ABM treaty kept the arms race from spilling into both offensive and defensive weapons. It made us safer and saved taxpayers billions of dollars. The Bush administration sold Congress on anti-missile missiles on a false premise. The White House said the defensive missiles are needed to stop a weapon of mass destruction launched by a terrorist nation or group. The fallacy is that a terrorist group won't use a missile to deliver a weapon of mass destruction. If it tried to, the U.S. military would preemptively destroy the hostile missile range before it could be constructed. But 9/11 showed that terrorists don't need missiles. It's easier to deliver weapons of mass destruction in ordinary jetliners, or crop dusters loaded with poison gas, or a dirty nuclear device left in a suitcase in a hotel room, or in the hold of a ship. So, if we had had national missile defense up and running on 9/11, there the weapons would have sat, high and dry, and serenely useless, despite a price tag that might reach $1 trillion over their programmed life. Ironically, by renouncing the ABM treaty, we're likely to provoke other countries to build up their missile stocks. The way to counter a missile defense is to overwhelm it with offensive weapons. The first to do it may be China, but that would trigger a buildup in India, its traditional foe. But if India gets more missiles, then its enemy, Pakistan, would respond in kind. Renouncing the ABM treaty makes us safer only if you think there's safety in a world bristling with ballistic missiles. This is Lesser Coyne.